Hello, Agus Falcha. This podcast is taken from my book, Aran, Lochs and Lochans. Now, most folk who enjoy hill walking and know a wee bit about the Isle of Aran are very familiar with Aran's highest mountain, Goat Fell. But there are many other mountains, many of which are more dramatic, more challenging and with more spectacular views. Ben Noosh is one. And whilst this podcast is essentially about the route to and from Loch Noosh, it includes the mountain too. The walk measures at about 12 miles in total from the road end at Glenrosa. This is still 2.5 miles from the ferry terminal. A bus could take you as far as the road end at the String Road, which leaves less than 1 mile in tarmac. There's a small car park at Glenrosa. Overall, this walk is pretty long and some chunks are quite heavy going. However, there are no technically difficult parts and nowhere where you'll need to use hands for climbing. Having said that, you should always have a heed to the inherent danger when you go into the hills. But then, there are dangers when crossing roads. If you want a bit of advice regarding health and safety, listen to my podcast on the subject, but don't get too hung up on it. In my previous book, I had described how to get to this loch, starting off from Ochincar on the western side of the island. However, I reckoned there was a better and more interesting way. The first half of this walk I've done many times, that is, the climb to the top of Ben Noosh. Whilst Ben Noosh tops out at 2,598 feet, it's not classed as a Corbett, but as a Corbett top. This is due to there not being a drop of at least 500 foot between it and Bintarsuin. So, from the small car park at the end of the Glenrosa Road, there's a 12-foot wide, well-maintained trail that leads up Glenrosa. Follow it for 1.5 miles till you get to the bridge that crosses the Garavalt. Immediately on crossing the bridge, head steeply up a narrow path that follows the burn on its right-hand side. You may have noticed, either on a map or as you walked along the trail, a route that appears to lead up the Garavalt on its left-hand side. I strongly advise avoidance. It's not a shortcut or an easier way and could lead to tears. Don't risk it. But to continue in the correct path, after just over half a mile, you'll come to a deer gate. This is the Corrie of Aran enclosure. Its purpose is to reintroduce rare Aran trees such as the Aran whitebeam. The enclosure is designed to keep out deer and sheep which would destroy the saplings. It also hosts a gorgeous gorge which has very steep sides. Here the Garavalt is fast flowing with many small waterfalls. The path shows off the gorge and provides a delightful respite from the steep climb up. It also provides a welcome rest before the pull up to the top of Ben Noosh. The route to Ben Noosh is clear. The path descends steeply into the gorge across reasonably good stepping stones, steeply up the other side with a short distance leading to another deer fence and gate. The ascent of Ben Noosh is initially quite gentle but soon becomes much sharper. As of 2019, the path has been greatly improved, so there's little chance of taking the wrong route. Just keep climbing. Immediately before the final pull to the summit, there's a dip that is the top of Corrie Noosh. This is where, on 20th August 1943, a US B-24D Liberator bomber crashed into the hillside, resulting in the death of all 10 young men on board. The wreckage of this sad event is still there. Continue on and you'll soon reach the top of Ben Noosh. There are a few spots in the way that are quite exposed, but not dangerous as long as you give them the respect they require. The exposed spots can also be avoided by simply taking the route a wee bit more to the left of the cliffs. At the top, there's a small cairn and the views are spectacular. This is why I planned this trip to include Ben Noosh, not to be missed. The path continues on along a fabulous ridge walk that leads to Bintarsuin. It's not a difficult or lengthy ridge and well worth the effort. However, it's not on the itinerary today. From the top of Ben Nush, head due west to Castell an Fin, which is a large granite outcrop that's difficult to miss. From there, continue on towards Craignamhillan. This is a great place for photos with views to many of the lochs that are visited in this book. With photos taken and Loch Noosh firmly in your sights, you can head more or less directly towards the loch. As you go, keep a sharp lookout for deer. This is a huge area, rarely disturbed by humans, which is one of the highest populations of deer in the island. If you're lucky, you may come to within about 50 yards of one before it notices you and quickly vacates the area. Loch Noosh is a lovely loch. It has one outlet which is on its western side and can be stepped over. It's also pretty easy to traverse. When you're ready for the return trip, head northeast towards the lower slopes of Ben Nush. This is difficult, tussocky ground, so take your time as you manoeuvre your way between easier looking deer tracks. On your way, you may come across a small lochan. Since we already have Loch Noosh, this one could be called Ben Nush Lod, or just make up a name of your own. Once you reach the base of Ben Nush, contour round till you meet the path you travelled on the way up the mountain. However, don't take the path. Instead, go straight across, continuing to contour round Ben Nush. At around NR 965 393, you'll notice another lochan to the east. Head directly for it. Again, this is a poor wee lochan that doesn't have a name to call itself. To help it along, I'll call it Corriavratinlot. Continue down to it, crossing the Garavalt on the way. Actually, there's another reason for this detour. Look up and around yourself. You're in a natural amphitheatre. I'm of the opinion that this glen is more dramatic, more photogenic and more awesome than Glenrosa itself. It's also far quieter due to it being less accessible. There are a few little lochans and if you look closely, you may find sundews. These are common bog plants that are carnivorous. As someone who suffers badly from midges, they get my vote. There's a rough track running from the Lod. Don't cross back over Garavalt. Soon you'll come once more to the Corriavratin enclosure. There's a deer ladder that facilitates entry and the path, continuing on the eastern side, soon meets the path you originally came up by. Simply retrace your steps back down to Glenrosa and thence to Brodick via your car, bike or sore legs. If this podcast has whetted your appetite for the Isle of Arran, have a look at my website. It's https://alexdrain.yolasite.com. Alex Drain is all one word. Yolasite is spelled Y-O-L-A-S-I-T-E. So it's alexdrain.yolasite.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.